Hello again. Thank you so much for being here to learn about Bitachon. Today is Chaf Dalet Sivan, Tafshin Pei Gimel. It's June 13th, 2023. And we're learning first about Mida Keneged Mida. So what is Mida Keneged Mida? Measure for measure, as you know. What does it have to do with Bitachon? We know that the Chafetz Chaim tells us that marching out into the battlefields and the battlefields of life, the more trust we have in Hashem, the more we merit Hashem's salvation and deliverance. It is proportionate because it's mida keneged mida. It occurred to me that there are two conspicuous references, at least the most overt ones in Shas, that talk about mida keneged mida being the general rule. One of them is a Mishnah in Sota, and the other is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So I want to share with you this Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelek, and it does say that all Bnei Yisrael have a portion in the world to come, and there's a machlokas what Olam Haba means in that case. But, and then it says, because every rule has exceptions, except for the ones that don't, it says that there are those who don't get a portion in the world to come, namely the people who are skeptics and cynics and don't believe, they're non-believers in Olam Haba. And since they don't espouse the faith in the world to come, Hashem says, you didn't believe in it, you knew better, and you still rejected the thought, therefore you will not merit to have it. Now that really doesn't apply so much to most people, because the Sfarim say that most people, based on a Gemara and Shabbos, aren't in the category of apikoris or an agnostic, etc., non-believers. They don't really know enough to not believe, because rarely do we find a real apikoris today, a real non-believer, but that's not the topic we're trying to talk about. The idea is mida keneged mida. Let's just extract that thought. Of course, we understand this is the negative side of it only, that the person who doesn't believe in Olam Haba might run the risk of missing out on it, and that is measure for measure. Of course, all the more so, it says mida tova meruba mimidas peranios. It's 500 times more that we are rewarded measure for measure for all the good things that we do and that we believe. Or is it only the good things that we do? Does it really extend to what we say and what we believe? Are we rewarded measure for measure proportionately according to what we think and what we say besides what we do? For example, a chesed for a chesed. Chazal say, and this is hugely inspiring for this topic also of bitachon, showing an example of mida keneged mida. Chazal say that in Mitzrayim, the Yidden realized they were in hot water. The galus, the exile, was beginning, and they kind of had a huge meeting and decided, we're going to have to try to make it through this and grow from it. How do we do it? And they resolved to perform chesed with each other, active chesed. So that will arouse Hashem's mida keneged mida. If we do chesed to each other, then Hashem will do chesed with us, and He will save us and protect us. Enormously inspiring, isn't it? If we can make chesed something proactive, Hashem does chesed with us. What am I discussing now? Examples of mida keneged mida, which is leading us to talk about bitachon. But it really is what we call inyana diyoma. It is very relevant to bitachon, because if a person has enough trust in Hashem, and also trust in himself or herself as a Tzelem Elokim, there's a godly component that's the main part of every human being. That's our essence. If I trust in that, that self, that spiritual self, to be able to take the initiative and do chesed, to give tzedakah, to actively perform kindness to others. Why am I emphasizing actively? Because if I'm walking down the street, there's something called being proactive. I say good morning, like the Chazal tell us, in the Gemara Brachos, and the Mishnayos, and Avos, two places, to greet people. How about to hold the door? If I see somebody coming toward the door in shul, and there's a combination, I see through the glass door, there's two things I could do. I could say to myself, I'm busy, or I'll make myself look busy, even if I'm standing not that far from the door. And therefore, that person will put the combination in himself. Or I could actually activate a bunch of very positive mitos, like zrizus. I can use alacrity, quickness, and enthusiasm to go perform chesed. I walk over 8, 10 steps and open the door. Save the person having to put the combination in. I heard from a first one time in Chicago. He said there are some mitzvos that are almost viewed as obsolete or optional. This is one of them. It really is obligatory to do chesed. Imagine how the world would be if everybody's proactive with chesed. Well, mida keneged mida. When we do chesed, it says in Oz Yashir, nochisa v'chastecha amzu ga'alta. You have guided and led with your kindness, with your chesed. On that pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, the Chofetz Chaim al Torah brings the Chazal that says that Hashem's chesed was aroused to see us through the thorny situation, the impossible labyrinth of challenges in the Galus Mitzrayim, because we did chesed, so Hashem went ahead and did chesed with us. Well, everything is mida connected mida. That's what this Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi tells us. And that's going to be the same with Bitachon. Besides that, when we do chesed to others, Hashem does chesed to us, and we do tzedakah, Hashem gives us tzedakah, but it has to do with everything. And this Gemara and the Mishnah in Sota both seem to say the same thing. And the Maharsha on the Gemara in Sanhedrin is wondering about that. How come it has to say in Maseches Sota, b'mida sha'ada modeid ba modeid in lo, that in the measure that a person measures out, that's the same measure that in Shemayim, in heaven, they treat the person that way. But it also has to say in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi in the Gemara, call me dosof shal kodesh baruch hu, mida kedeged mida, that Hashem's measures and his treatment and management of our affairs are measure for measure. Why do I need both statements of Chazal? Is there a difference between them? And for the first time, I believe, I saw this Maharsha today, and he actually resolves it, and he draws out an extremely relevant inspiration for us that has to do everything in the world with Bitachon. So the Maharsha tells us in Sanhedrin, it appears near the lo sagile, it is not sufficient lasuye hacha to bring here in this Gemara Sanhedrin, ha de, he says Tanya, but it's actually the Tznan, but it's a Mishnah, it's the Perek Hamakade in Maseches Sota. Actually, the Gemara there elaborates on it, so it's also perhaps Brisa, the check in the Gemara Sota again. But the point is that there it says everything is measure for measure, but it says it again here in Sanhedrin. But why? The Marsha tells us, because in Maseches Sota, when it's talking about the treatment that the Sota receives, without getting into the whole parsha of Sota, Efshar v'Faresh, it's possible to explain the Arminon b'Maseh Adam. When it comes to actions, Hashem treats us measure for measure. That is what you can derive from Maseches Sota. Avohacha hosif lomar, but here it added to say, and I'm reading you a Maharsha in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, in Perek Chelek. Here, there's a new dimension of Mida Keneged Mida, and it has everything to do with Bitachon. Minayin shekol midosof sh'af bekofer b'machshava. It has to do with thought also, and we won't get into the negative aspect again, which we talked about in the beginning. But the concept here is that it is not just that whatever we do, we are paid in kind, but it's whatever we think, and we're in control sometimes of our thoughts, most of the time, well, at least some of the time, the thoughts that we can cultivate and develop that are in our control, our ideology, our hashkafos, that is rewarded, mida keneged mida. And that has to do with this Gemara. There was an individual who didn't believe, also has to do with Bitachon, incidentally, from another angle. The Navi said, Elisha said, that the famine was going to end and the economy would become manageable again. And there was a certain person there who scoffed at it. He was a shalish, a certain officer. It didn't say for Malachim. He said to himself, nah, that's not going to happen. What do you think the economy is going to shift so drastically, so quickly? You think we'll be able to afford food? You think the famine's going to end? So he was a skeptic. So there it says, as the Marshal explains, he was thinking, that officer, that it was impossible, lases lechem lekulam, to give food to everybody. Which, let's just capture that thought for a minute. That's back to the Parnassa piece again. Is it possible that Hashem could really sustain everybody? Is it really Poseach es yodecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon? That Hashem, you open your hand and satisfy the will of every creature, every person, every animal, every organism? He was skeptical. He was a cynic. He said, I don't think that's possible. What do you mean? So therefore, Elisha said to him, oh, you don't think it can happen? You don't think that Hashem can give parnasa to everybody? Really now? You will see that it's going to happen. You'll see with your own eyes. Bashkocha pratis, though, you will see that Hashem manages every minute detail of our lives. He provides food, sustenance, clothing, housing, vehicles, health, emotional stability. He supplies it for everybody. And you don't think so? You're skeptical about it? You're a non-believer? You'll see it, but you won't benefit from it. Because you don't believe it, because you dismiss it, then you don't have a right to partake of it and to enjoy it and to benefit from it. And that's what happened, it says in Malachim. Without getting into all the aspects of the story, which you might be familiar with, the point is, though, says the Marsha, that it is not just with ma'asim, not just what I do with my body is paid back measure for measure. And by the way, it says we get 500 times for what we do. That's good. Example you might be familiar with, look in the end of Parshas Baloscha, last week's Parsha. It says, V'ha'am lo nasa ad ha'asif Miriam, that the whole Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam. How long did they wait? All right, tell me, how long did they wait? Yes. Perfect. They waited 7 days for Miriam. Batisoger Miriam, she was closed up out of the camp when she had the Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu when she had Saras. And Chazal tell us in Masechta Sota, that's where the headquarters for the huge Mida Keneged Mida discussion is. It says that because she had waited a Shah Achas, a short amount of time. Meforshim explain that Shah, as you know, could either mean, what are the two meanings of Shah? That's right, either hour or moment, and it totally depends on the context. Even in halacha, it's determined by the halachic context. But it is proven, if it's true that Hashem pays us back 500 times for everything we do, that is a huge lesson in bitachon. So if they waited 7 days, how do you figure out how long Miriam actually waited for Moshe when he was floating down the river? Remember, she had waited for Moshe when he was put into that Tevas Gomet, that's found in Parsha Shmos, into that box when he was floating down the river, when Yocheved had put him there, and Basparo found him. You know the story in Parsha Shmos. Well, yes, you took out your calculator, huh? Well, 500 times what amount is a week? Answer is, it's about 20 minutes. Now, the truth is, there are 504 20-minute periods in a week. Meforshim explained, yes, she was paid back 500 times. She was paid back 504 times, not just 500 times. She waited about a third of an hour, and she was paid back an entire week. She waited for Moshe 20 minutes, and they waited for her a whole week. And the extra 80 minutes, because a whole week is 504 times longer than that 20-minute period that she waited for Moshe. Look how Hashem rewards us. One Meforsh says that she didn't just wait for Moshe to float down the river, Miriam. She also went and got Yocheved to nurse him. So that took a little longer. Oh, how long? Probably 1/500 of 80 minutes, because in that whole week, there were 80 extra minutes. Remember I told you before, there were about 504 20-minute periods in a week. All right, we don't have to do all that's the multiplication. The point is that Hashem definitely rewards us. Nothing goes unnoticed. He rewards us many, many, many fold for our actions, and the Marsha says that's what it's talking about in Masechet Sota. And what I quoted you about Miriam, the content of that is based in Masechet Sota. In this Gemara here, it takes it to the next level. It's not just action, but it's thought. That means when people encourage, and as we said before, they cultivate positive thinking, and Hashem rewards us for that too. It's with Machshava as well, and we're ready to embark on our journey. onto the battlefield with the Chafetz Chaim. And as I said before, someone once said to me, why does it have to be a battle? When you're always talking about, you know, the Melchemes HaYetzer. Believe me, there's plenty to say about this. I wanted to remind everyone and myself that Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, and that's a Malach HaMaves. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's a Malach. Hashem only creates good. That challenging force that Hashem created, which is all good, it's made, designed for us to not listen to and thereby grow and develop. To disobey the Yetzer Hara, thereby grow and develop. That's the way that we achieve. That's how we climb. But we have to realize that is a battle, because Hashem created that Yetzer Hara to make us grow. We know that in Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Avik ish imo aralos hashachar, that the man, the star shall Esav, Esav's representative, wrestled with Yaakov. And that's the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says, wrestling with every Jew, all the descendants of Yaakov. And we perhaps talk about that in more detail at a different time. But it says, who starts? Vayavek ish imo. Hashem sends the Yetzer Hara to start up with us, so we'll grow. It's all good. Mission, hear what the Yetzer Hara says, and go the other way. Thereby, climbing the rungs of the ladder of spiritual ascent. So that is a melchama. The Maseilas Yesharim says, Hamelchama Eila Panim Ba'achor. We have a struggle. It's in front and back all the time. So therefore, we have to acknowledge that, but we also have the tools to march out onto this battlefield and to take it on and grow from it, to grow, develop, flourish, thrive, blossom in Ruchnius. And then there are times that we don't do that. Chas v'shalom, yes, we fall, but then we go and use the fall in order to lift ourselves up. Ki nafalti kamti. Oh, that's what the pasuk says. Imlo nafalti, if I hadn't fallen, I would not have risen. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us about bitachon, bo yivuar, in the Sefer called Machne Yisrael, in this Sefer that he wrote for soldiers, it will be explained, godel habitachon, the greatness, and also the measure of trust, shetzorich liyos la'adam, that a person needs to have, be'esol ha'melchama, at the time that he goes out to war, not only physical wars and challenges, but of course, emotional and spiritual challenges that we have and difficulties that we face. Velo yerach levavo. Oh, let's digest that phrase. One of my favorites. Lo yerach levavo. The person's heart should not be soft. Like it says in Parshas Shoftim, at the Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen anointed to give the encouragement speech before we go to the battlefield. Your hearts are not supposed to be soft. I say to myself, do I have a soft heart? Wait a minute, we're supposed to have a soft heart. I thought we're supposed to be compassionate, aren't we? Compassionate, merciful, sympathetic. What happened to all that? Your heart shouldn't be soft? That's right, there's a time for softness, and then there's a time for firmness, for fearlessness, to go out against the challenges ferociously. In a positive way. So, al yerach levavachem, the pasuk has says. The Chafetz Chaim says, we have to think, I don't want my heart to be like jello or soup when I'm faced with challenges. I'm supposed to be hard like a stone when it comes to challenges. When it comes to interpersonal relationships, in general, we have to be soft again. Of course, we have to be able to choose the midos at the right time. Chas v'shalom, we're not saying to have a hard heart. Only when it comes to being firm and being strong human beings, then we have to strengthen ourselves. So when a challenge comes up, instead of melting, instead of liquefying, falling apart, I'm supposed to firm up. I have to work it. It's a life's work. So the Chafetz Chaim says, V'achar shepish pesh b'masav, after a person has scrutinized, thought about, reflected on his or her actions, now, we had spoken about this a few weeks ago, a prerequisite to be able to reach this level of bitachon is to resolve to improve. But we said it could be in a moment. So the person has felt some remorse. Still, I don't want to be doing averos. So So he's itzar alavanosav, has felt some pain. The Bali Musa tell us this is not the emphasis at all in this day and age. In fact, the people who get stuck on this, usually, just about always, it is counterproductive. We need a different kind of Musa today. We kind of go quickly over this part, that yes, I should feel I want to improve, and I want to try to get as close to Hashem as possible. That will actually help me be provided with the proper measure of bitachon. I will have more confidence that way. The kibbo olav al haba, the person accepted upon himself for the future. The emes, really, genuinely, belayed b'chol libo, with the person's entire heart, all of the person's desires and emotions, with b'chol nafsho, with his whole soul, whole personality, l'kayem k'chol ha'kasuv b'Torah, to try to fulfill all that's written in the Torah. Now that sounds like a handful right there. That sounds like an impossible task. But no, it's not impossible. What did he just tell us? He said the person has to have hirhurei tshuva, especially before facing a danger, chas v'shalom, or a challenge. By the way, there's a thing people do, Kabbalah, they accept things. The school of thought I come from is, we don't need to accept extra Kabbalahs necessarily. How about the Kabbalah of keeping halakha the way it says I'm supposed to keep it? How about that I will concentrate more on Shemoneh Esrei? I don't have to add things in Shemoneh Esrei. I could concentrate on the words. How about making sure that I learn all my quotas of learning, my siddarim, I learn until I'm not able to anymore, especially for a man. How about a Kabbalah to do chesed with a smile and to greet people? These are all going to give us more confidence. We want to have an energy burst, a spiritual energy burst, to be able to have the bitachon. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I go out on the battlefield, again, whether it's literal or figurative, and I make up, first of all, I'm going to try to do better than I did before, because I could always do a little bit better. There's always something that I could tweak and perfect a little bit. So now what am I able to do? After that prerequisite thought, Yiftach b'Hashem, then the person should trust in Hashem, Elokei HaShemayim, the God of heaven, the Hashem who fills the entire universe. Now I can have that self-confidence to have trust in Hashem, because Hashem, I'm really trying. B'yochal elav, the person should hope and wait for Hashem. Shebevada yazrenu b'melchama, that for sure Hashem will help the person in war, in the battle. Not maybe. Bevada, it's definite. Yazrenu b'melchama, Hashem's going to help the person. What a chizuk this is. It is not a doubt. It's not uncertain. It is 100% certain. And I have the right, but not just the right, take it a step further. I need to have this bitachon. This is what's going to get me through everything. There's so much that I can't control, especially on a battlefield. I will put that in Hashem's lap. Just like it promised us in the Holy Torah, the Parshas Veschanan. In the Parsha Veschanan, this is read, not only on a Parshas Veschanan, it's read on Tisha B'Av, and it talks about some dismal predictions for the future, Chas V'Shalom, during the Galus. But then there's the hope, Shekatuv, that it's written in Parshas Veschanan, Ki solid banim u'bnei banim, when you will bear generations of children, Vishchatem, and then you will be destructive. You will misbehave. This is talking about the Yidden, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, during the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, Vasisem Pesel v'Gomer. You'll make a carved image, Chas V'Shalom. You will somehow get stuck in Avodah Zarah, and there's Avodah Zarah today also. There's idolatry today, we've talked about before. There is self-worship that's out there. There's the worshiping of celebrities. There's the worshiping of money. There's worshiping of experts and forecasts. Yes, it's not literal Avodah Zarah the way the Torah describes it, but it sure is similar and resonates as Avodah Zarah. What happens? Ve'hifit Hashem eschem, and Hashem will scatter you ba'amim, among the nations. And there's where we find ourselves now. We're in Galus. Where's the hope? We have to keep reading. Uvikashtem misham et Hashem Elokecha, and you will seek from there Hashem, your God. We need to seek Hashem. We need to be proactive in seeking out Hashem's help. Umatzasa. Now, Isn't that splendid? It says, you will find. Like the Gemara says, Yagati umatsasi. If a person says, I've tried, I have exerted myself, I've labored, and I have found Tamin, that's something you can believe. It says right here, if you seek Hashem, then you will find Hashem. Seek Hashem, and you'll find Hashem. There's always the next Shmoneh Esrei. If I didn't do it so well the last Shmoneh Esrei, I could have a little more Kavana. During Rifa'enu, I could have in mind emotional illnesses and stress and anxiety. Hashem, please heal that. And of course, physical ones, Chas V'Shalom. I can think about Parnasa in Borei Cholenu. Mivorei Hashanim. Hashem blesses the years, makes them prosperous. Hashem has all the money. It says, Uvikash Tem Misham. You will seek from there. That's Hashem Elokech. Umatzatza. The Torah promises. You will find Hashem. You will find Him if you seek Him. Kisid Rishenu B'chol Levavcha. When you will seek Him out with your whole heart, that means we have to harness our thoughts and aspirations and our emotions, and we have to direct them toward Hashem. B'chol Nafshecha, with all of your soul, with your whole life, we throw ourselves into Avodas Hashem in a very positive way. We hurl ourselves onto the positive battlefield, fighting the good war against those that detract us from Avodas Hashem. But tsar lecha, when things are difficult for you, when things are limiting, the word tsar does not have an I in there. We've talked about it before. It's a language of netzar, of when we're constricted and limited, and we're in a quandary, and we need help from Hashem. He's there. He says that I'm there. All we have to do is remind ourselves. I'm reminding myself, Hashem is always right at hand. Yud kei vav kei. Umitzvah ucha kol hadavarim ha'ele. And they'll befall you. All of these things that the Torah predicts. All the mishaps, the disasters, chas v'shalom, the misfortunes. Ba'achris hayomim, in the end of days, where they're close to the Mashiach coming. Ki keil rachum Hashem Elokecha. Because Hashem is a God who is merciful. Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokecha, your God, your Almighty God, is a Keil Rachum. He's a merciful, all-powerful, almighty with mercy God. Lo Yartecha, He will not loosen His grasp upon you. And as we're going to wrap up today, I just want to reflect on this name of Keil. Because we know that in Parshas Kisisa, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu to recite the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, and they never come back empty that way. In there is Hashem Hashem Kel Rachu V'Chanun. What is Kel? Kel is almighty, but it's in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Almighty, all-powerful, to do Rachamim, to perform merciful acts toward everyone. Yetz Hashem, when we continue, we'll just pick up on this thought that we started today. And we're going to learn that the more bitachon we have, we talked about mita kenegan mita in thought. That's the marshah. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, Dapsadi says the Chazal extended it from Maseches Sota that talked about actions that were paid measure for measure. It's extended all the way to thoughts. And when we work on thinking positively, we don't mean these thoughts that are silly, that fly into our heads. The Gemara says nobody's saved from silly, immoral, whatever kind of crazy thoughts that go into our heads every day. That's not what we're talking about. It's the thoughts that we dwell on. It's the thoughts we encourage. When we have this positive outlook and we have bitachon in Hashem, Hashem absolutely rewards us and saves us in the zechus of that positive outlook and that bitachon. Thank you for joining and have a absolutely wonderful week.